Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted Podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and a fact can be a beautiful thing. I mean, you'll think of someone, maybe go upstairs. Well, a house is not a home, so knowing when to leave when you're wanting things will be our little secret. I say a little prayer, whoever you are, I love you, on this Christmas day because a young, pretty girl like you should say, I'll never fall in love again. Ugh. Promises, promises. Joining us today are the usual turkey lurkey timers who know where to can you take a girl, including Kevin, as half as big as life, Jager, is not here. He's sick under the weather. So, of course, we do have Kimberly, our she likes basketball game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Watched one basketball game in my life.
I was really proud of that one.
But I have watched the Jerry Orbach rendition of She Likes Basketball many, 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 many times.
That's great. Perfect. And you've watched a lot of Law & Order, so you're good.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah. And with us today is a returning guest, but only actually the second time as a guest on a Tuesday episode. He's been in our radio plays, Another Rounds, and guest hosted. But you can see his work on albums every day from Broadway Records. You may have seen his cabarets at 54 Below, but now he has a new talk show sliding into your Tuesday nights there. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, Robbie Rose.
Say it about yourself.
What's up?
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted Podcast, where we're drunk on theater.
Oh.
I'm your guest host, Robbie Roselle, and ta-doo! It is I, Don Quixote, here in our little world at Mushnick & Sons, wearing the golden helmet of Mabarino, thinking, feed me before we go on the quest, but not alone. Because joining us today are the usual gang, including Brian, the impossible dream Plofsky, Kevin, grow for me, not here, Jaeger, Kimberly, Cooper Schmidt, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour. It's time to get broad-wasted with the host of the show.
Yay!
Yeah. But first,
welcome
what are
to
you
the
drinking?
Official broad-wasted podcast.
No, no, no. Let's do, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking? I have a sensible gin and tonic.
Yeah, and you're drinking the Bar Hill gin that we have.
I'm not mad at it. It's really good.
Yeah, it has like a hint of honey in it, I think.
I see a bee on top. So,
yeah, so yeah. Definitely, for
yes.
Sure. Yeah.
I have Bar Hill too, and I'm feeling very fancy because it's in a wine glass.
You are so fancy.
Yeah.
Because I finished rosé and didn't want to get a new cup.
Yeah.
And I also put bitters in it because I'm still skeptical about this lime juice.
Right. This episode is airing before we talk about the skeptical lime juice.
Wait.
Well, here's an Easter egg for you. There's lime juice that says refrigerate after opening, and it's been sitting on a shelf in a heat wave.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it is.
You should
degrees.
Be skeptical of it.
So yeah. I put bitters in it
instead
of lime juice because, you know, something.
Yeah. I'm drinking the Tanteo Habanero, so super spicy. It's in orange juice on the rocks, so
I bet that'd be good cut with some lychee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's actually
lychee.
A really good idea. Yeah. Maybe even like a soda with lychee puree or something like that.
There's a bar in Hell's Kitchen called Hell's Kitchen, and I enjoy drinking the Devil's Nightcap there, which it's a habanero tequila with lychee and like a little lime, and it's got like a chili salt rim. Yeah,
really
she hot, and there's some like peppers cut
into
it. Yeah.
The Tanteo, Kevin's not here, obviously, but the Tanteo has become one of our favorites.
Is that his nickname?
Kevin's not here.
Tanteo.
Both.
Yeah. Kevin wasn't here the first time I did the show either.
Yeah, well, you filled in for him
the
first time.
Yeah, I was guessing.
Well,
this
time. Get Laura Osnes on such last-minute notice.
Do the listeners know that I was cut from the show and then reinstated that day?
What do you mean?
Because I was supposed to be a guest, and then you landed Laura Osnes.
I forgot about that.
Did not remember that that's how that happened.
Well, you drank a lot.
You got bumped,
I got bumped,
and then a promotion.
Promotion, yeah.
We hadn't even met you yet.
No.
No. And here we are. Back when we used to like get a drink at the dive bar downstairs, then go upstairs to like some guy's fancy apartment
and
record an episode.
That's pretty bold by us.
This is like the
Scroll back, guys.
This is the fourth place I've recorded with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. Your office.
I've done the whole.
Ryan's other office.
Oh, fifth. Your office. I forgot. Yeah.
Upstairs to Manitoba's. Right. Manitoba's closed.
No.
Yeah. That's where we used to, the dive bar downstairs closed like a week ago.
Very sad.
She was also so fun. I taught her how to use Instagram stories
the
on the
WeWork
way home.
Building.
Oh, that's right.
Did you oh, yeah.
Yes, they had just come out like 2 days before. That's how old this show is.
Great. Scroll back. The WeWork building, that was the place we recorded.
Yeah, so WeWork.
And Brian's old office.
Your office.
Yeah, WeWork, old office.
Brian's old office.
Two old offices, because the WeWork
upstairs
was
upstairs, Manitoba's. Here.
And Broadway Records.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's five.
Five. So it's been the Rainbow Tour. Yet,
and that was...
Wait, no!
I recorded at your house!
Christmas party!
Yes!
Oh!
Christmas, 2017!
Weirdly, I was invited to the Christmas party even after being bumped from the episode and then promoted.
You got promoted, yeah.
Then I think I made you, like, lead charades or something.
Well, episode 13. Laura was episode 13.
Episode 13. I'm really brilliant on it.
All right, Robbie, hosting the show.
Hi. So yeah.
So you do your show Tuesdays at 54 Below at 9:30.
Yeah. It's the official title is Tuesdays at 54 Ellipses with Robbie Rosell exclamation point.
Great. And so we understand that you have one in the books right now as of this air. So actually, your second episode. Excuse me. This episode is airing the day of your second.
Amazing. Come out
run
to 54.
Quick, get there tonight.
Yeah.
$15 tickets. actually, I mean, that's, to me, when I saw that and you announced it, that was one of the biggest, like, bullet points.
At 9:30 to have a $15 ticket? Yeah. It was, it's important to me because when I was seeing theater growing up, a rent rush ticket was $20. You know, I saw Chicago 38 times on Broadway because of the rush ticket. I know.
I've never seen it.
I stopped going after Luba Mason left the cast. It was like Luba Mason, Brooke Shields, and Huey Lewis. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Matt Doyle,
we should go, Kimberly.
Yeah, the two things I've seen on tour and never Broadway are Chicago and Phantom.
Get out.
The Phantom.
No, actually, get out. So you haven't seen friend of the show, Jerem Song Johnson in Phantom of the Opera?
Well, we've been backstage with him at the Majestic.
Been in his dressing room. Yeah. I have been in the Majestic.
Oh, that's right.
I always tell people, I'm like, I've never been in the Majestic
because
the Phantom's older than me.
You've never been front of house.
Hair that is not there.
My hair's up. I'm sweaty.
It's hilarious. So I had not seen Phantom until a few years ago, and when I went, I was surrounded by Swedish tourists who were all talking very loudly.
Sure.
And taking photos.
During the show?
Yeah.
Of course.
During the show.
Because, and here's the thing, a lot of the performances in that show have been elevated to, like, kabuki, because English is not the first language that these, but...
You know, 30 years into the run.
They just make it big.
Yeah.
And people will understand. It's why cats ran for 1,000 years.
Tell it
Speaking of cats.
Oh, let's go right into
that. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
The trailer dropped
today.
Like not yet an hour ago.
Yeah.
Truly a day early.
Yes.
Oh.
You were supposed to come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was supposed to come out. I don't pay attention to trailers. Well, I'm not my husband.
I know, but in the...
He has a trailer reaction YouTube channel called Previewed with Jay and Adam.
That's a plug.
But Kimberly, you haven't watched it yet, right?
I have not watched it yet.
Oh, my God.
Doing my husband's job. Yes. I'm going to watch a trailer and react.
All right. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened.
All right.
Are you ready?
No.
I'm terrified.
No. Do you have an edible?
Will it kick in the next 10 seconds?
God, I hope so. For your sake.
All right.
Two minutes and 32 seconds of glorious.
So
everyone,
your
get
trailers.
It up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And we are go.
Brick, I see brick. Okay. So they are people.
Sports bras.
Are they people?
I mean, they're cats, we know.
They're Photoshop faces.
Is this
I believe
Jennifer
the phrase
Hudson?
Is digital fur technology.
Oh, yes. DFT?
Sure. Wow.
Look at that DFT. Wait, so who is the white cat?
Judi Dench is... Old Deuteronomy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That I knew. Wait, who is White Cat? Because she looks cool, but I've never...
Yeah, she's an introduction.
So she's just like a ballerina.
Please note that you've not seen a junkyard yet. You're just at the plaza.
Why are we at the plaza? Wait, Mistopheles, who is that?
Is Eloise there?
Gotta help.
Oh, there's J-Hud.
Yep.
look at her.
There are book scenes.
Okay, Judi Dench, great. Oh, yeah, there's no... Oh, wait.
Right.
I'm kind of living for James Corden as Gus the Theater Cat. No. Oh, wait.
Yep. No, James Corden isn't Gus.
Then who was he just then?
Mistopheles?
No, that was not Gus. Mistopheles. No. Oh, Ian McKellen.
Ian McKellen's Gus the Theater Cat.
No.
Yeah. Taylor Swift with her catnip. Ooh. Yep.
Wait, Taylor Swift is Jenny Anydots? Wait, no, who is that?
Unclear.
Oh. Yeah.
We'll go through the cast.
Okay? Now, please note, this is the same staging as And I'm Telling You.
Wait, I know that, like, they're cats and they're fur, but her cleavage is making me uncomfortable.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Also, like, what was that technology? Wait, no, what is that guy's name in that's usually in the big thing?
Unclear.
I love cats.
Good.
I really do. This is making me very excited.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
It's going to be so stupid and wonderful, just like the show.
Also, there was like snot flying out of her nose.
Hold on, are you talking?
There it is. Like, it's her on my own. Not on my own. I dreamed a dream. Just the snot of Tom Hooper.
Why are they in...
They're introducing themselves.
Why are they not
sunrise?
In a junkyard? Why
yeah,
are
where
they
is
not
the
in a junkyard?
But, I mean, they are in London, so maybe it is just
They were just in Trafalgar Square, so, I don't, I mean, it's London.
That makes sense. Sure. I'm going to Google the names of the cats, because I can't remember who.
Sure, well, he does dances.
They all do dances. It's
true.
Cats.
That's true.
Guys, can you talk about the time in your life when you realized that the pupils of the cats on the...
In the
poster are cats?
Yeah, did you not put that together?
Not until I was probably, like... 10.
Now years old?
Now
you No, I knew.
I was today years old.
Honestly, whenever I see I was today years old in a tweet, I get very excited for what they learned. Bustopher
Jones. Bustopher.
You know, I just always, when I listen to Gus the Theater Cat, I like picture Bustopher Jones.
Old person.
But old person. You are
usually
correct.
Me.
Usually
the oldest.
Wait, so who is Taylor Swift playing? Why didn't I see her?
Unclear.
I don't remember. I don't know cats well enough to do it.
Because they all changed their name on their Instagram today to be
to their cat.
To their cat name.
Oh, that's cute. That's a good marketing ploy.
I wonder how much money they got paid to change their social
media
for the day.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Truly. I went to the opening of Cats this time around. Nico Graf Lanzaroni.
Oh, Bomb Ballerina. Who does she have a song? Does she sing
she
the Cavity
does now.
Baby?
She's probably the other, like, she's like the, who sings Memory early in the show for like a snippet.
I don't know, if anything.
Sarah Brightman.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Nika invited me to the opening because I had a long-running bit on social media that I was playing the tire in Cats. And it was funny and long-running. Weirdly... No, Quentin never sat on me. So, through all of intermission. But
do you think there will be an intermission and Judi Dench just sits and stares at the
screen? Oh, God, I pray.
For like 15 minutes as Oscar. Like tourists go up on the stage to say hello?
Oscar.
Done.
Like right there.
No, that's their delivered. Oscars performance, just the intermission of Cats.
Do you think Angela Weber has written a new song for the film?
Yeah, they always
for
have
the Oscars?
1,000%.
But with who?
Jennifer
Hudson. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, Jennifer's like, I'm going to write some lyrics.
Was there a poem that he skipped?
After
in the T.S. Eliot, The Naming of the Cats?
Sure there's a million. Memories based on something else completely.
I wrote a paper in like AP English about, we had to do a paper on like whatever poetry we chose, fully just used Cats by T.S. Eliot.
Hey, whatever works.
Got an A.
Okay. It's great.
I'm very
so
smart.
So can you get a C-A-T-S?
I can't.
Well, it passes both practical cats.
What was your first initial reaction to the trailer, would you say?
At the very beginning, when they're like the brick, and then you see the cats like scuttle through the alley, and you realize that they are humans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little jarring.
Drawing.
I drew them myself. It was a little jarring just because I was like, I don't know. It's not part of the... choreography very often that they're on all fours running around.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was like, what are you trying to do here?
Sure.
And then they were up and like Cassandra's the white cat, right?
Sure.
Was up and actually dancing and I was like, oh, that's exciting because they'll actually just do cats because the last thing you want is like
not cats.
Is like cats actual cats singing the things of cats. The why cats is cool is the dancing and the unitards and all of that.
Sure.
So yeah. I'm happy that that's there. I do just kind of wish it was like the 90s recording of Broadway with like Harry Groener and everyone.
Elaine Page.
Yes.
That video. It's been filmed.
Yes.
Ken Page's old Deuteronomy.
I like have vivid memories of just going into the basement as a kid and just being like, it's the cats VHS or it's nothing. So.
Broadway HD. It's on Broadway HD. Right now. Oh. Yeah. So is Joseph with Maria Friedman, my favorite thing.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Joseph and
I haven't
Sons.
Seen it. I want to go to London just to see that production.
Same. Oh, but they're doing that concert here.
When?
Wait, Manhattan Concert Productions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want them to diva tag the narrator and just have a rotating cast. And imagine Bonnie Milligan singing Potiphar. Yeah. Yeah. What was your initial reaction to the Cats trailer?
I honestly was excited to see, I don't love cats, but I was excited to see kind of what they were going to do with it. And then I remember an hour and a half ago, I remember like, just like jolting back being like, what is happening? And I like watch it with my jaw open.
Yeah.
Just like not, I was happy they were leaning into the wackiness of it, but also just like, what the hell am I watching?
Truly. And also like, how'd they get everyone to do this? Like
Andrew Lloyd Webber is magic.
My mom just saw Cats for the first time on tour.
It doesn't matter.
The tour just went through Philadelphia, and my mom just saw Cats for the first time ever.
Oh, wow.
To which I don't understand how I watched the VHS of Cats all the time as a child, and she never joined.
Maybe she just doesn't have culture.
Maybe that's
she's
just
a
what,
dog person.
That could be what I did while she made dinner. Like I
Polical
don't know.
Dogs.
We didn't have a dog, but she was like. It was cool, and like there's that moment where like they were cats, but they were dogs, and like that was a lot.
Yep.
And I was like, uh-huh.
Yikes.
Well, that was crazy.
That was insane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
The Cats trailer.
Yeah.
I don't remember watching that.
You forgot it already?
It has gone into the ether.
Do you think it was just like a dream sequence?
Yeah. Did I not just take a little nap? I guess so. What would have happened had I napped?
Well, let's see.
If I was asleep in this room,
where would you be?
Wait, are we all asleep? Did we all fall asleep?
Whoa,
that
wait.
That was crazy.
Wait, we are all cats.
Why are we all here together?
Yeah,
I have an annoying so furry. Itch to lick my hand. Well, Brian's a rat, but...
How did I turn into a rat? You're a cat, I'm a rat.
This is crazy. I can dance now.
That Fuente, look at you!
Oh, man. I just want to dance and sing and buy tickets from some Gold Star?
Goldstar.com?
/Broadwasted?
Why do we all know this website in my dream?
This is crazy. It's my dream, too.
We're all in it together.
Yeah.
We're all in this together? Like a high school musical?
This is crazy.
I bet you there's a production somewhere, and you can get it on Goldstar.com. /Broadwasted.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, you can also get concerts, comedy, dance shows. You can get them in
all
New York.
All over the country.
Or all over the country, totally.
I see it clearly now that I'm in the heavy side layer.
I heard you can even get Feinstein's 54 Below tickets on goldstar.com/broadwasted.
Can you?
Really?
That's what I've read.
Everyone, go check.
Go check.
Go now.
Somebody wake me. Because this fur is making me sneeze.
That was crazy.
That was nuts.
That was nuts. The only thing I remember to do is go to goldstar.com/broadwasted. So crazy.
Why do you still have an ear?
Brian, stop licking your hands.
I can't stop. Let's move on.
Okay.
Well, Cats.
I'm pumped. Listen.
It's happening.
We need to go.
Oh, we're going.
We need to go see it like with Aaron Albano.
I've heard
And
of
he'll
him.
Just like in our ears be like, and like tell us all the secret plot.
No, that's like, no, what, oh, don't talk to me during movies.
Cats.
I love the secret plot. Oh, right. I won't go with you.
Yeah. When I saw
Marco Polo Aaron the whole time, and you'll be so mad.
No, my phone will be on.
Your phone off in a movie theater?
My phone is always on silent.
Oh, okay. So you a millennial.
And then I airplane mode it.
Got it. Good. Is that what you do in the theater? Do you turn it all the way off?
I airplane mode it.
Yeah.
All the way off.
I airplane mode it so I can check my text at intermission.
I just turn my phone back on.
No, it takes too long. Whatever.
I'm just always like afraid that I have like set an alarm I don't remember.
Well, that's
sure.
And yeah. Just like I would go to the theater and I'd be like, I have to turn my phone off.
Sure.
Yeah, Aaron would definitely give you the secret plot, though. When I saw Wicked the week before Jess went into the show, she and I went to see Jackie Burns in the show.
Sure.
And at the end of every single one of Elphaba's songs, she would lean over to me and go, and now I run off stage left and I go down a flight of stairs. Like, she gave me the whole staging because it's completely different on Broadway than it is on the tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, because it's different.
Every house is different.
Yeah, on the tour, she could just run off stage, take a sip of water, run back on stage, scream, Fiero, no! Mm-hmm. Whatever. And this, she's like running down, getting on an elevator and hoisting her dress so that it doesn't get caught for no good deed. And I was like, can I just watch the show?
Oh, and see, I would have been living for every backstage moment.
I did later.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? But yeah, maybe not in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian really hates when people talk in the movies and like it's my favorite thing.
Don't watch in a movie.
I'm with him.
Yeah.
I saw a movie, like a hit movie with somebody recently, and they would just lean over and go, I don't know how I feel about Lady Gaga.
So you were you watching A Star Is Born?
Correct.
Or were you just in like Endgame and that's what was coming up? So no, I don't stuff like that, but like I would get annoyed if people ask me questions. I had a friend in high school who would, every time we were watching a movie and, like, anything was getting, like, a little too, like...
Tense,
she'd go, do they die?
Oh.
Do they end up together? Do they die? And I'd have to go, I also haven't seen this movie.
Sure.
Well,
so
I
understand.
I was at a show last night. Oh, what have you
Your
seen
show.
This week?
What have you seen this week?
Oh, it's Thursday.
Yeah, it's not Tuesday.
Hi.
I was at Broadway Bounty Hunter last night.
Oh, cool.
It was great.
Awesome.
There was a girl the row in front of me who was vaguely giving DVD commentary of plot points through the whole thing.
Can I just?
It was packed. It was great. It's That's really awesome. It's a lot of fun.
Really?
Oh, my God. I had the best time.
I'm so excited.
Annie Golden as Annie Golden. Yes, everything I need.
I'm watching through Cheers again right now.
Yeah, Cliff Clavin's girlfriend.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never watched Cheers.
She's a male lady.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. M-A-I-L.
Like a male lady.
Like postal service.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yep.
In the 80s, she would have been a male lady.
She's a male delivery person.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, that's how they met, because Cliff is also a postal worker.
The piggy bank?
Cheers. Yeah. The piggy bank, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've never watched Cheers, but time I watched an episode, I was like, it's the piggy bank.
Yep, that's 100% right.
Okay, good.
Yep. He's also like, has the weirdest facts in the world, and we'll just spout them. He's
I
that
love
guy.
A fact.
Oh, you would love Cheers.
Ooh, yeah. He's that guy at the bar.
Is he going to be like my favorite character? Jay makes fun of my favorite characters of shows because they're always just the weird one in the corner that says
stuff.
Yep,
that's 100%. Literally his character.
Yes!
When he auditioned for Norm.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's
Norm?
Like...
Norm is...
Lewis?
George Wendt.
Yeah.
At the side of the bar. Wait, Lewis?
I said Norm Lewis.
Yeah.
Oh, not Norm.
It
yes.
was a joke.
Wow. Did you see the Bye Bye Birdie TV version with Jason Alexander?
He sang Kids, my...
Yes.
His song.
He's okay. That.
Your so, song.
Yeah. So,
yes.
When I've heard you sing it.
Cliff auditioned... he auditioned for Norm...
his name is John Ratzenberger.
Thank you. John Ratzenberger of Pixar
Piggy
fame.
Bank.
He's in every Pixar film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the Yeti, and he's the Abominable Snowman in Monsters, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Mole Man in the Incredibles movies. He's the School of Fish in Finding Nemo.
All of them?
He's in every movie.
He's in every movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's his thing.
What a good, solid gig.
But he...
I know, right?
Health
like,
insurance.
You need a guy. You need the weird guy who spouts weird facts over and over. And
you mean me?
So they created that role for him.
And he didn't become a recurring character until season two. Season one, he was... Excuse me.
Death
season one, he was a recurring character.
Yeah.
Season two, he was a...
Principal.
A principal.
Yeah.
And Mahan.
Oh, I see.
Right. Even though he was in every episode.
I think...
In the first season?
There may be one or two
Harry
that he's not
Hahn
in.
Showed up occasionally.
Harry the Hat?
Yeah, the guy from Night Court.
Yeah, Harry the Hat.
Yeah.
Oh, in the his character's name was Harry the Hat.
Yes.
Yeah. He died like recently, right? 2 years ago, last year. Oh, so good.
Wow.
Was Cheers on Nick at Night?
For a little bit, I believe so.
I grew up in the original run, so thanks.
Yeah.
Wow.
But so you guys know, like Friends is on Nick at Night now?
Yeah.
I'm rewatching it on
Netflix.
I'm rewatching it, but... I'm like,
it's fine.
I like that show very much because I love Lisa Kudrow.
Sure.
But every three episodes is should just be called the one about gay panic.
In what
really?
Way?
Really?
Yeah, because like Chandler and Joey will.
Oh, Chandler! I like
that. Chandler. Jen, Chandler and Joey will look at each other.
I didn't mean to accidentally
rub my knee.
But even one of the better episodes where they all fall asleep and nap well together is really funny, but also is just
gay
like...
gay panic.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the best episode is the one 90s. With the box.
Which one?
Oh, in the box.
In the box. Yeah.
I don't know Friends that well.
Cheers.
I know Cheers very well.
We have devolved from a Broadway podcast into a television without
a classic
babies.
Television sitcom.
Let's play a game.
Yeah, great.
Yes.
So you're semi-hosting today because we are practicing.
I am. Yeah. Because of my show.
Do you want my job? Do you want me to do
an
a job?
Idea.
We
so
can do both.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Do you know what my intro was referring to?
Our favorite high school shows.
Great.
Or the favorite roles we played in high school.
Tipped me off to my run as Rapunzel.
And also Our Little World. I didn't know if that was in your production.
It
Rapunzel doesn't have a song.
Yes. And I knew... me, as, like, theater nerd sophomore year of high school, was like, so in some versions, she has a song. So in some versions, she has a song.
You didn't have that song.
No.
And you were Rapunzel in Into the Woods, and you were...
Don Quixote and Man of La Mancha.
And Kevin was my favorite role of all time that I've never played, Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
So I thought we could spin off a sequel... of the tiniest character of your show.
Sure.
Pitch me that sequel. That's our game.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yes.
Great.
Yeah. The tiniest character?
So, Fermina.
So, Rapunzel?
No.
So
I'm talking,
Sleeping
like,
Beauty?
Florinda. Like, one of the stepsisters or the steward.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know my answer already.
Great.
So, you use it in your intro. It is the story of the barber who sings Golden, who has the basin that is that he sees as the Golden Helmet, which is actually one of my favorite songs from that show. The Golden Helmet of Mambrino, there can be no
highlight. Like that song a lot.
Yeah, so good. So what I would do is a spinoff would be this barber going, or maybe he's a tailor too, goes around Spain, and he just like gets into misadventures. And I think part of that is when he sees Don Quixote. So there's like a moment in there where there's a character in there for that scene. And it's just him kind of shaving people and like getting kind of like Forrest Gump.
Just shaving.
Where he gets like mixed in with like the history of Spain at the time. And he like accidentally gets like mixed in with like the king and queen and all that. And he's just shaving
and hunting for Jenny?
Yes.
Jenny?
Yeah, he is. He's absolutely doing that.
I was running. I was shaving. Oh my God, I'd be here for that. That'd be great. Who would write it?
I think that who's writing it? Jason Robert Brown.
Oh.
Is writing that.
That feels like a David Yazbek.
Oh, maybe it is a David Yazbek.
With that flamenco.
I'm going to take yours.
Yeah.
It's David Yazbek.
I mean, JRB. Yeah. Write all the shows.
I think I like David Yazbek.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do David Yazbek and Danny Burstein is playing it.
No question. Why wouldn't he? He's going to win a Tony this year, I think.
Probably.
Yeah, good.
He sings Chandelier.
Chandelier.
Right?
Chandelier.
Add that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Me too.
Because I only saw Moulin Rouge for the first time. We did it on a Patreon episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to lose my mind in that theater.
No, that's Follies.
Different.
Yeah, different Danny Burstein show.
I really hope that the National Theater production of Follies comes in. That's
That'd be awesome. I mean, there's plenty of theaters opening up.
I've heard a lot of good rumors.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
We'll talk in a minute. And one of those rumors is obviously going to be about my show that I'm about to pitch you.
Great. Please, I want to hear.
Now, you've asked for the smallest character.
Tiniest
character. So clearly, the sequel to Into the Woods is about the giant and his wife.
I think it's like one of Cinderella's mice.
the lentils?
Yep. Yeah.
About the lentils.
Wait, they're both dead. Both the giant and his wife are dead.
It's a prequel.
Okay, yes. Give me that. Yes. Come on, Shrek.
So it is a prequel, and it kind of coincides with Into the Woods.
Okay.
And it's just, you don't realize they're giants till the end. So it's just a two-hander.
Oh, it's like a
little like Last 5 Years. It's their love story up in this castle.
This is great.
They like build this wonderful home together. They are in love. She has difficulty conceiving.
Oh. Mm.
They're searching for a witch. They're searching for someone to help them bear chills. Children.
I'm really into this.
And they keep saying, I feel something below us that will help. I feel something below us.
Whoa.
And then all of a sudden, like late into act two, you see a tiny little boy run on, and that is Jack, and he has made it up. And they realize that they are giants and that there's a world beneath their feet that they have never even thought of. And then it ends that they are so excited that there might be hope for them in this world below.
Oh my gosh.
And then they fall through the stage.
Start.
Who's the writer?
Starring Judi Dench.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to say.
She did the voice revival, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So who is your giant? Who is your giant's wife?
And who's your Jack? But Jack's not in the playbill. They hand out his bio when you leave.
Truly.
Yes. Like those naked boys in Gary.
Blackbird. Was it Blackbird?
No. What was the? It was a play recently.
Three sisters did it. Three tall women did it.
Oh, yes.
Bluebird? What was the one with Jeff Daniels? Blackbird did it.
Singing too. In the Dead of Night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was the Paul McCartney musical. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yep. It's coming.
Yep.
Not it's a Broadway symbol.
No.
Which you can also scroll back.
Yeah, scroll back.
I'm in it.
Go on iTunes. You can buy that entire album.
I told you guys to do that.
Yeah, you did. You were the one who helped Kevin set that up.
Actually, I'm very smart.
Nice. Yeah. You're very smart.
Thanks. So, okay. So, who's your giant?
My giant?
I feel like there's only one answer, but you...
Do you?
Yeah.
Who?
It's Norbert Leo Butts.
Oh, I was going to say Brian Darcy James.
So I was
going to
just say that it's Norbert and Sherry. Norbert Leo Butts and Sherry.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the two of them. But I also, in my mind...
You just want to see Last 5 Years again?
Yes. And then I was like, and James Robert Brown writes it. Oh, no. It's just the Last 5 Years and there's a puppet at the end.
I just saw them. I didn't see their show, but they opened for me on Tuesday.
Yes.
Oh,
they opened for you.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
And
they were part of the blackout on Saturday.
I know. Oh, we're going to, because I want to know where you were for the blackout. I was in...
Home safe in Washington Heights.
Yeah, I was home in Harlem.
I was in a bar, like an underground bar.
Oh, no, it was at Dinosaur Barbecue.
Oh, on 125th?
Yeah, yeah.
Salt potatoes.
So good.
I grew up in Binghamton.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, that's so true.
I know better than most. I was in an underground bar with booze way downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, ha ha, Hell's Kitchen doesn't have power. Sounds about right. Until I tried to get home.
Yeah. How did you get home?
I live in Astoria.
You have to go through Hell's Kitchen.
Kevin, walked.
Kevin walked home.
That's why he's not here today.
Yeah, he's still walking.
Maybe that's what gave him a stomach bug.
He's still in Inwood somewhere.
Truly, he's like, where am I?
Yeah.
10 more blocks to go.
Like Annie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We found Fifth Avenue.
Aww.
So that was me. It took hours. And, of course, it's the hottest day.
Oh, it was brutal.
Yeah. It's this weather.
Did you direct
traffic? I did not, because I'm not a good citizen.
Oh, sure, sure,
right?
Sure.
I'm not good.
And they presented themselves to the world as good citizens.
Yeah. Who's the writer of this? Who's the writer of the sequel?
The sequel to Into the Woods.
Yeah, or the prequel.
The prequel to Into the Woods.
Yeah, what's it called?
Oh, yeah, title. Title treatment.
Well, you don't want to give away the fact that they're giants.
Right.
Oh, mine's the Barber of Seville, by the way.
Of course it is. Weird. Nobody will confuse them.
No, absolutely. No.
I really just want to call it like Bob and Linda.
Great.
Just their names.
Just Gary as equal to Titus and Andronicus.
So Bob and Linda, so you, Bob's Burgers.
Written by.
Oh, is that the thing?
Yeah. Oh, you don't, I don't watch cartoons.
Oh, then I won't call them Bob and Linda. Those names go together so well, though.
Yeah. Are you even alive? You don't watch cartoons?
I don't really watch cartoons.
Why? Is that why you didn't know any of the Pixar stuff that I would put from before?
Yeah, you were like, is that...
I was kind of going blank-eyeing you a little bit.
You literally were saying, you were just like...
I was like, mm-hmm.
Piggy bank?
Yeah. I've seen all those movies. I just don't quite remember any of the characters or their faces or their voices.
Ratatouille? Nothing?
I've seen that at one point in my life. I can watch them all. I can watch
I think he's one of the chefs in Ratatouille.
So Bob and Linda, but not Bob and Linda.
Yeah, so maybe... And this is just me just liking my mom's name. Maybe it's just called Gail because it's about the wife.
Great. Sure, sure.
And it's written, you know.
Lisa Cronin.
Lisa Cronin, Jeanine Tesori.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. 1,000%. And it's just Gail.
And that's sequels.
There you go.
Cheers.
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 Tell us about your show.
Oh, so. I got an email from 54 that was like, special project. And I opened that email because it said special project.
It's special. Like, and truly, you were like, I was tell like, me more.
Huh? About me?
I've seen that on Netflix.
It's so good.
It's really
Continue.
Good. Yeah. It got some Emmy nominations.
I know, I'm very excited.
And Schitt's Creek nominations.
Oh, God. That's, guys, we know.
So.
That one's everything.
Do you see?
I need her to win.
Everything.
I was going to say, did you see Eugene Levy's wife's tweet? That the last time Eugene Levy was nominated for an Emmy, she couldn't go because she was at home with their colicky baby.
Who is David?
Who is David?
David.
David.
Well, Dan. Who is Dan?
Dan.
Levy,
yeah.
Hilarious.
But it was now Cole wrote the reason he is nominated for another Emmy.
I mean,
is that not the sweetest thing?
That's so good.
And then I was like, I need to bear children the Winmy Awards.
Yes. Same.
That I need her to win.
Together. Yeah, okay.
I need to see Catherine O'Hara give her speech.
Yeah. How about when she introduced Beetlejuice?
It was amazing.
God, yes. On the Tonys.
And, well, have you seen the video of her receiving, I don't know what it was, some independent award, and she just does Moira Rose accepting the award? Oh, it's so good.
One of my favorite films is
For Your Consideration.
Yes. Yeah.
Where she's spectacular. Yeah. She should have been nominated for it.
Absolutely.
So brilliant.
I mean, she's just so good in Guffman. Uh-huh. And like, Guffman's my top 10, no question.
Also, the best of the show. God loves it.
Absolutely.
It's the day the show, y'all, shows up in Broadway Bounty Hunter.
Oh, really?
I have not laughed so hard at anything in a very long time.
And obviously, she'll always be Kevin McAllister's mother.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Come on.
That Kevin is iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the your day of the show is Tuesday.
Special. Here's a special project. So Jen Ashley Tepper asked me for a meeting. And when Jennifer Ashley Tepper asks you for a meeting, you show up. Mm-hmm. You put on a lip and you show up.
Yeah.
So I did. And it was red. Her signature color. So we're in her office. I don't know if you've seen her office. It's floor-to-ceiling photos of everybody she's ever worked with. Mm. It's insane, and you get ADD because you don't know where to look.
Sure.
So you're just like, great, you want what? As you stare off, and you're like, is that, how do you have a photo of you and Lorenz Hart?
Right. Yeah.
So they had they pitched me like an open mic sort of situation, and I said, let's maybe spin that a little bit because that doesn't sound like the right fit for me, but let's find like the right thing that is a fit for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I pitched basically the Rosie O'Donnell show live.
Which was all of our favorite things.
Truly.
Oh,
forever.
How we all fell in love with theater,
O'Donnell,
right?
Doll. Yeah. Oh. I still have a Rosie O'Donnell doll.
What?
It's at the beach house.
When you pull the back,
do you want it for your show?
Yeah.
You pull the back and it says, what a cutie patootie.
Oh my God!
Okay.
The day Rosie O'Donnell followed me on Twitter is... truly the greatest. It was the day of the Broadway for Orlando recording, and it was truly the greatest day of my life.
You know who else she calls?
You.
My mother.
Gail Cooper.
They sat next to each other.
No.
Oh.
My mom sat next to Rosie O'Donnell the first time we saw Hamilton at the Public. And
it's so weird. She's never seen it.
Maybe it was my dad sat next to Rosie. This is what
it
was.
It was your dad. Yeah,
my dad was sitting next to Rosie. My mom and I realized who it was. just like, and like sunk into our chairs. Like, and my dad was just like chatting to his neighbor as he does.
She's like, oh, I can't wait to see this.
No, she had seen it before. She goes, and she looks at my dad
and she goes,
are you going to like this? You know that it's hip hop. And my dad being my dad goes, yeah, it's Lin-Manuel Miranda. I love In the Heights. And Rosie O'Donnell just goes, oh, okay.
Your dad shut down Rosie O'Donnell.
He was like, yeah, I know what this is. But he didn't realize who it was at first and then figured it out.
Hilarious.
And then at intermission, my mom got to like hold, like, you know, how you like reach over and grab someone.
Yeah.
And she goes, I just want to let you know how much you meant to me that you always had Broadway performances on your show. And it really fostered a love of theater in me and my daughter. And now she's in the business. And like, and my mom got a high five and then tweeted and they follow.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So it's a good story.
I can't.
And that's why Rosie's our guest next week. No, I'm just kidding.
You just spit that gin back. That's not okay. This is very good gin from Bar Hill.
Bar Hill gin.
Yeah.
So and I'm drinking Tanteo. Local. Bar Hill gin Tanteo.
How do I get this
Don't
gin?
Mix them.
No, don't mix them.
Okay, thank you. Huh?
What is it?
Can I buy this in stores?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
They also make a, goodness, I forget what it's called, a drink into it. But they make one that almost looks like bourbon. It's called like Black Cat, I think. Really and there's good. Like more honey and it's barrel aged and it's
they have a very good product insane. In general.
I mean, you know my favorite thing is a Negroni. So
yes. Well, we had them last time. Did we have them last time?
Yeah, I brought Hendrix.
Yes. But this in a Negroni is great because it's like not it's so good.
So
my favorite gin.
So I pitched a talk show.
Yes.
With because like fancy guests and stuff. And I said, listen, can we have a lower price point? Because it's going to be a weekly thing. It's Tuesdays at 9:30 after our Broadway curtain. Let's give people somewhere to go.
Yeah.
Something fun to do. So
yeah, there's like there's that energy when you're amped up after seeing a show. And even, especially Tuesday nights when they've had all this time off. And there's like there's a like I'm back at it type of energy to the shows on Tuesday night. And like you don't want to kind of like let that fizzle. Like you want to do something with
not
that.
Just like so casts, audiences.
Cats, come on,
casts of shows, you know, like
they can get
ensemble members, whatever they can run over and just hang out.
Yeah,
my next guest is running straight from the stage of the Longacre.
Sure,
that's where the Promise Plan.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Yes,
great. So Caitlin Kinnunen is like running over.
That's gonna
like,
be awesome.
Taking her wig
still
off,
still in her tux,
flying over to us. Yeah. I wish. That'd be incredible. I just wanted to create, like, a place where my celeb friends can work out material that they're working on. Ethan Slater premiered a song.
Oh, cool.
That he's writing a musical.
Yeah.
And he premiered a song that he wrote called Boston. Mm-hmm. That was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And there's some games.
The band or the city?
The city.
Cheers? Was it about Cheers?
It was actually about Cliff Clavin.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a postal worker. Yeah. He's the piggy.
Yeah.
I can't not see that. Like, in my mind, I'm just like, he's a pig of some kind when he sits at the bar.
With a mustache. Yeah, yeah.
Did you see Toy Story 4?
No.
Oh, no, yeah. No spoilers.
No, I didn't say anything.
I don't know. There's a fork.
It's fork.
He's a spork.
It's called Avengers Endgame,
actually. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen, I saw that.
And I put them away from me so they didn't talk around me.
Brian bought the tickets
in
like the fancy Dolby Theater at Lincoln Square.
Oh, the good theater.
Yeah.
Sat me, Kevin, Jay, behind him. Where you cannot see nor hear each other.
What a bitch. That's hilarious.
It worked out great for me.
Yeah. You were able to talk about it on your podcast.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
So
I pitched this thing, and part of it's like emerging talents coming to sing. Part of it's games. We have a segment called The Week in Patti LuPone Tweets.
Right.
That Matt Always Doyle read. Back. Oh, my God. It brought down the house. It was so great.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Continue.
Tuesdays 5:30 at 9:30. Tuesdays at 54.
I'm at work.
Can you imagine? No.
I'm in.
Luke Williams is on piano. It's just like dang, it's such a good time.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. Yeah. Oh my God. And you guys just did a live show at 54.
We did.
It was not $15.
It was really
so
great,
thank
though.
You if you came. That really means a lot to us.
It really does.
You had Queen Patty Muirin.
Queen Patty Muirin.
Yes.
Or sorry, Princess Patty Muirin.
Queen T. Boyage.
Yeah, she's amazing. And we just had a really fun time.
I also feel like we like fostered a really nice friendship.
Oh, yes. Now they're friends.
The two of them hadn't
met. They switched cell phone numbers. Oh. It was beautiful.
And they met, and I was like, oh, you guys are going to be best friends.
What do you think you've learned doing these live shows? Because you've done a few now.
Not to drink as early in the day.
But in Chicago...
Who was it?
We had a full day of drinking with Colin Donnell.
Yeah.
And then we did our
Patty
live
Mirren's
show.
Husband.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
None of us remember the live show.
No.
Was it recorded?
No, they messed up the recording.
Oh. It was recorded, and then they emailed us that they lost the audio files, and I literally went, that's probably for the best.
Only those listeners of the show who there was live streamed, that's like a super secret never going to see episode.
Don't drink as early.
Don't try too hard.
It's so fun.
Yeah,
just have fun.
Honestly, it's like a back and forth.
Yeah.
That's what I really have learned is just like, I treat these as just talking to my friends.
Yeah.
And there is a thing of like when you've been to a venue a lot of times, mm-hmm. like 54.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Or like anywhere. Like I've like all through college, I would go see any cabaret, any tiny theater, anywhere. Sure. But like, especially our show, when you go up on the stage at 52.
Beneath.
I love 52.
I love 52 beneath.
52 above.
Yep.
At 54, I was
That's
just
where
like,
the Giants go.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bob and Linda.
Gail,
sorry.
And no name
Gail
husband.
Weathers.
Yeah.
Gail's husband.
It's a Scream tie-in.
Yeah. Anyway. We always end up sitting in that like that same weird
that round corner
table.
Uh-huh.
Just going,
that's the press table. Oh no, because Kevin goes,
yeah, Kevin can't hide, and then I'm trying to be like,
like, it's the greatest. Like when Kevin's in an audience, not
you
today.
Know.
Yeah. like he will.
Oh, is that him? I think it was him. Yeah.
Can you edit in a laugh? Just
yeah,
so
I know.
For
right?
context?
Yeah.
It's probably been really quiet in your ears. I'm so sorry.
He gives permission for everyone else to laugh, though.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true.
I will say.
He's a brilliant audience member.
Yeah.
Because, like, he'll cut to a joke. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if there's a joke, he laughs.
54 also, we did an entirely new menu for my show.
Oh, that's right.
Tip to toe. There's like beef nachos on it and vegan
those
nachos.
Those desserts that I see
the
on
donuts.
The menu. Did you make those up? What
All
happened?
Of everything. Sure, but there's also
So I want the donuts.
But there's new cocktails just for my show. You can only get this menu.
Did you do the graphics?
And these, no.
Oh, because I love them.
I know. Phil Romano, who works at 54, I said, I want us to look like, I don't know, the Rosie O'Donnell show meets The Nanny.
That's exactly
and
what it looks
That's exactly
like.
What
yeah.
you mean.
Yeah.
I did name these cocktails.
I'm excited to tell them.
Tequila Mockingbird.
Right.
Duh.
Road to Hell, which is a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The Ginny Weasley and Tea.
Great.
Yep.
G&T.
And Clara's Horse.
That's amazing.
When Clara was 12.
No.
Yep.
But what's in it?
Bourbon,
glue.
Honey, and grapefruit.
And glue!
Jello.
Yeah,
it's just a Jello
shot. Well, no, let's play a game.
Oh, okay.
Let's play another game.
Yeah.
But I'm still so sad, but also I want to taste that drink.
You can drink it.
You can.
Am I ready?
Yeah.
Clara kicked her.
Will you get my scenery bag?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That drink has a real kick to it. Nobody?
Why did I just make...
Wow.
Sorry,
I gave you a great pun.
I was getting the scenery bag.
And did you see me go...
Yeah. I'll do it again. That drink has a great kick to it. No, you're giving too much vibrato. She can only do straight tones now.
Do you want people or shows?
You know what? It doesn't actually matter.
Oh, great.
This game is called Tuesdays with Robbie.
Oh, you created a game?
Tuesdays. No, I'm not good
with Robbie. Yeah. I created a game and then I actually did not really
it's
finish
Robbie's
creating
corner.
It. So, because I literally have right here, grab a venue from the pile in front of you.
No pile.
I didn't do that.
Well, we just pick a venue.
Sure.
Yeah, so pick like, okay, right now, pick a very random venue.
Okay.
In your mind.
Great.
Can you say it out loud so that we know you're not cheating?
Sure, the Barclay Center.
Great.
Two Boots Pizza.
Amazing.
Thank you.
An overcrowded Starbucks.
Great.
Okay. Now, use the day of the week you last saw a show.
Yesterday, Wednesday.
Sunday, matinee.
Okay. I saw the prom on a Friday, so I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
And then you're going to pick an actor from the show card pile. So now you have your venue, your date, and a person. You're going to create a show called, for instance, I'll say Fridays at the Overcrowded Starbucks with whoever I pick, and then pitch me how they would do a show
yep.
in great. That place.
Okay. You want me to go first?
Sure.
All right, so I have Sunday afternoons in the Barclays with Benjamin Walker. And I don't know, just in his underwear. Singing songs.
He'd sell out.
Yeah.
Is it a host thing or it's just him?
I think it's a cabaret.
Okay.
Where he doesn't wear shirts in a lot of things he's been in. Like we saw All My Sons, he wasn't.
We saw Jessica Jones.
Did he have a shirt in Jessica Jones at any point?
I think there was like a makeout.
Sure. Yeah, so I think he's just shirtless singing.
Singing.
Yeah, singing through the tunes.
That's the tag.
Yeah. Great. Singing through the tunes.
I have Fridays in an overcrowded Starbucks with Celia Keenan-Bolger.
Great.
Yes.
That's the only place I want to be.
She stands, it's one of those Starbucks where like there's a banquette.
Yep.
She stands on the banquette. Great. That is her stage.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And she does an interview show, but you don't know what's going to happen. So she interviews people in line that have gotten a little too angry about waiting for their drink.
Sure.
And so to keep everyone happy while they're waiting for their espresso, while they're waiting for the thing that they ordered with too many specificities.
Sure. Well, who else would make people happy?
Celia Keenan-Bolger. Mm-hmm. So she just interviews them. She helps them with their day.
Does she hold her Tony the whole time?
She does. She lets, if you've had a particularly bad day and you really need your coffee, mm-hmm. she'll let you hold it.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm into that.
There it is.
Robbie, what do you have?
She varies. It's every Friday, but you don't know which Starbucks until someone tweets where she is.
Sure.
Not Ooh. Her.
Someone else.
I have Wednesdays at Two Boots with Idina Menzel.
Yes, oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
Times have been hard. She's made some bad investments.
Which Two Boots?
The one that's just reopened down on Christopher Street.
Yes, okay, yes, sure. Yes.
Because she wants to be
just reopened.
She wants to be with her people, the gays.
Yes.
And that is the Bermuda Triangle.
The drunk gays that need pizza.
Right. The ones who have been to that Bermuda Triangle of Marie's, the Duplex, and Monster Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get lost carbs. There for years. Yeah. Yes.
The Bermuda Triangle.
It truly is. Yeah. So what she's doing is she's looking at you at 3 a.m. because you've drunk way too much. Mm-hmm. And she knows what you need, and that's to let it go.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let it go.
Sure.
Can't hold it back anymore.
No, she can't.
It's a song about vomiting now. But she does sort of like a greatest hits thing.
Okay.
But it gets a little rowdy.
And is her husband the Mighty Duck there?
I believe you mean one of the original movie newsies.
That's true. One of the original movie newsies.
Wow.
Aaron Lorne.
Whoa, well, no, he's busy.
Okay.
So Idina is just saying, she's just inducing vomit.
Yeah.
For the gays who need it. That's the show.
This is great.
That's great.
That's a Mac.
And that was, what was that game?
Tuesdays with Robbie.
Tuesdays with Robbie. Great. I love it.
Tuesdays with Robbie is Robbie Roselle inducing you to vomit.
It doesn't.
Days with so-and-so is what they did.
It doesn't feel like it, but that's the end of the episode.
Wow. Wait, really?
Yeah, we recorded for like an hour.
And we end every episode with a quote.
We do.
And today's quote is, I just have to say them because after all, a person's a person, no matter how small.
Can I read mine? Because yes, I think you appreciate it. She touched me. She put his hand near mine, and then she touched me. I felt a sudden tingle when she touched me, a sparkle, a glow. Oh, she knew it. It wasn't accidental. No, she knew it. She smiled and seemed to tell me so. All through it, she knew it. I know.
Oh, Drat the cat.
Can I read mine?
Drat the cat, yes.
Gail.
Yes. But go to Tuesdays at 54 Below. That is at 9:30 every night.
Yeah.
No, on Tuesdays.
Every on Tuesdays.
Yes. Tuesdays at 54, tickets. Random times throughout the week.
Yep. New menu, tickets are at $15.
It's a good damn time.
It's a really good time.
You guys have seen me live. You know what's going to fly out of my mouth.
It's always good.
Tell us if you'll be there. We'll tell you if we will be there.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yes.
I want you guys to come and perform because, like, you grew up as performers.
Yeah,
that's true.
Mm-hmm. And I've not heard you. You've heard this honker.
Sure.
Yeah.
Shall I just come? Can I come and do? No, what's the song?
The Rapunzel song?
Yes, I wasn't allowed to do. And Our Little World. She has a song.
She has a song.
You know, sometimes she has a song.
Brushing her hair.
But thank you so much to Gold Star. Go to goldstar.com/broadwasted. You can get discount tickets, concerts, comedy, dance, Broadway, off-Broadway, all across the country. Check that out. Goldstar.com/broadwasted. Follow us at broadwasted. Follow Robbie at Diva Robbie.
Diva Robbie.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God. Yeah. Thanks for always having so me. I love you guys more than my so husband. Fun. So,
that's true. Yeah. You spent Valentine's Day with us.
I did.
Listen, I also have a husband and spent Valentine's Day with you. So. Fair.
As we end every episode,
Zootuop.
Cheers. Thanks, Robbie. Go see the show.
Yay.
If you enjoy listening to him here, you will enjoy it 10 times more in person.
Yeah, it's better with a face.
Let's do it live.
Yeah.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.